As Sapwood led them the length of the dining hall, Mara could stand the tension no longer. The Badger maid knew that Earthstripe loved and cared for her, as she did for him. But he was becoming like a dictator to her, ruling her life, saying how she should behave and conduct herself. Now, in his usual heavy-pawed way, he had insulted her newfound friends. It was too much. Without thinking, Mara suddenly found herself shouting angrily over the hushed assembly at Earthstripe.
Go on, send my friends away. It's your mountain. You can do as you like, and every beast has to obey.
Every hair present jumped in their seats as the Badger Lord's paws crashed forcefully on the tabletop.
Mara, go to your room!
But Mara was already up and hurrying from the hall, her mind finally made up as to what she would do.
I won't go to that room anymore. I'm leaving this mountain to go with my friends, and you can't stop me!
Windpaw leapt up to intercept Mara, but Earthstripe shook his head.
Let her go.
Pickle dashed after his companion.
Mara, I say, wait! I'm coming with you!
When they'd gone, Sapwood returned to his chair. The tough hare gazed imploringly at Earthstripe, whose face was set in a stony stare at Mara's empty seat.
She's gone, sir. Her and Pickle. Should I bring him back?
Earthstripe looked away, swiftly brushing a tear from his eye with a heavy paw.
No, I must let her go. She is not happy here any more.
Big Oxeye stood up. The huge hare saluted his lord.
Begging your leave, sir. With or without permission from you, me and old Sappers here are going to follow him. Watch so they don't get themselves in some belly scrape or other. Keep an eye on them. What?
Earthstripe grasped both their paws.
Thank you, my friends.
Snatching a light throwing lance apiece from a weapon rack, Sapwood and Oxeye set off at an easy lope on the track of Mara and Pickle. Earthstripe went to his forge. All that day the mountain interior resounded with the pounding and banging of his forge hammers, and chunks of red-hot metal showered sparks as he battered them as flat as dead leaves. Hiding among the dunes to the south of Salamandastron, Klitsch and Goffer watched Mara and Pickle getting nearer as they followed the trail. Klitsch nudged his companion.
They'll be here any moment, so listen. Don't you say a word. Leave the talking to me. My plan has worked well so far.
Goffer patted the two haversacks of food that lay nearby.
Your father won't think so. Two bags of food isn't really Badger's treasure, is it?
He flinched slightly as Klitsch elbowed him sharply in the ribs.
If brains were acorns, you'd be a dead oak.
There was a sneer in the weasel's voice.
We've been inside the mountain. We've seen for ourselves. There's about 40 fighting hares and Earthstripe, and they're not there for nothing. I'll bet my tail they're guarding the treasure. Now, I've given Farrago an extra move in the game. I've provided him with a hostage, Lord Earthstripe's own precious little Mara. We could have done without that hare, Pickle, but if she wants to bring him along, the more the merrier.